There we go. That's much more NSYNC. Just like my favorite. When was NSYNC a thing? Was that early 2000s or was that 90s?
I don't fucking remember.
Chad,
welcome
no.
to Revival, a Dungeons & Dragons NSYNC podcast.
Oh, jeez. Okay, who gets to be Justin Timberlake? Because everybody wants to be Justin Timberlake.
Me.
Now you get to be that one that nobody remembers.
The NSYNC member that time forgot.
You're searching for the... That's the quest. You have to search for the hidden... NSYNC member that time forgot.
Okay, but now I kind of want to play this. Can you imagine having to roleplay the members of NSYNC in like a fantasy universe?
Joey Fatone is a berserker.
Fucking Justin Timberlake is a bard.
Oh yeah, easy.
Can I be Ringo? I think he was. No, fuck, that's Beatles. Listen. Listen, I'm not good with things, okay?
Okay, who has to be Lance Bass? Because not even Lance Bass wants to be Lance Bass.
I would unironically play this game.
So welcome to episode 42 of Revival, a Dungeons & Dragons real play podcast.
When we last left our heroes, they had just successfully killed Mind Flayer. Who aren't supposed to be here.
You know, all of our heroes contributed in killing Mind Flayer.
Yeah, we basically walked out on a string, and then John ran into the woods and killed a Mind Flayer by himself.
No, it was more of a, if you guys had failed, you would have been, you know, in a individual yet separate nightmare fight where you aren't, where I would put like 5 different copies of each of your tokens on the map.
So that's not happening.
Yeah, I would have fucked with you guys real hard. Yay. So, anyway, John is currently on top of the corpse of a Mind Flayer.
Good job, John.
Good job, Elias.
Well, I think that should be... Well, what about those displacer beasts, though?
It looks like you took care of them.
Yeah, nothing seems to be amiss, but you're still kind of, you know, in that, it's like you just woke up and you're just now remembering that all of your teeth are still in your mouth and did not, in fact, fall out.
That's a relief.
You know, that whole feeling?
Yeah, I know.
Where you're waking up and you're like, oh yeah, no yeah, I don't live on a spaceship.
I'm gonna go ahead and give John a spool of that twine. Just in case, because does it still feel all weird as hell? Or is that starting to dissipate? Okay, so it does. Okay, so I'm going to give John this twine and tell him to tie that on.
I'm going to radio and see if I can contact Dr. Robo or anyone back at our cars.
Yeah, so you're going to pull out your radio, right? And you're just going to hear, hello? Hello?
Hello?
Why must you do these things?
I'm sorry.
No, you aren't.
I'm not. I couldn't help it.
So, hello, are you there?
Is that you, Dr. Robo?
Yeah, what happened out there? You guys just ran off, you parked your car and ran off into the woods. What happened?
A whole bunch of stuff happened. You all right, though? Everyone all right back there?
Yeah, we're fine.
Okay, well, keep it that way.
So, Elias, I've never seen anything like this. Have you?
Well,
so, Jiron, you're still feeling that horrible, horrible pain.
Oh.
Your shadow is still gone.
Oh.
Hey,
Never mind, I'm screaming.
We're not out of the woods yet.
Fuck all the way off. Okay, so imagine me saying that, but like, I have a lot harder of a time saying it because I am too sick to scream right now.
Your power's coming back, but you guys can see Jiron is in a bad way. If you're looking at him, he seems strangely translucent.
Strangely translucent?
Yes. I don't think that's supposed to
happen. Like, you can kind of see through him.
I'm going to go ahead and tap on the shoulder to make sure he's actually there and not an illusion.
Yeah, your fingers are going to sink into him slightly.
Ugh.
How far can I push in?
Fairly, but that seems to be a bad idea.
Can you not?
So your first idea was like, how far can I shove my fist into the fading essence of Jerry? Just for science.
Calm down with that, Michael. People are going to write fan fiction.
I mean, if it gets the... If that's what it takes no. for this show to get popular.
No.
Yeah, this is not good.
Yeah, I gathered that much. So wait, we're still cut off? Can I tap into nature or no?
Not anymore, no.
Well, the good all thing right. is we're all connected by this twine here. We're all physically... Well, mostly physically here.
I want to... I'm going to tell... well, fuck, Jerry's kind of screwed. I was going to say Jerry because he's the most magical here, but I guess Patton will have to do in a pinch. Hey, Patton, I need you to, real quick, how significant or how normal is portal magic to tell apart from other magic?
Fairly.
Yeah, Patton, can you give me a quick search magically for some portal magic around here? Some kind of rift, rip, anything of that nature?
Well, I could go ahead and set my visor to portal juice. I'm not sure, quite sure.
He uses magic.
That's the best that you came up with. All, by the way, Giron is fading more and more. You might want to have some urgency here.
I'm asking you, Dan, I don't know if portal magic, like out of character, I don't know if that would just be something I can find in a normal arcana check or...
So, basically...
Patton doesn't really... I don't know if he really has a lot of experience with portal magic here.
So, your experience with portal magic, basically, you trying to make a portal is like asking an architect to build a gun, right? You're both kind of engineers, you both kind of build things, but not really.
I'm not asking him for him to
I mean,
for him to
an
make
engineer
a
would know what a gun looks like.
Right, exactly. So. It's not your field of expertise, but you... probably could work backwards in some way and try and figure out if this is a portal thing. Right?
I just want to know if there's a portal around here.
Yeah.
Or if there was one. Like, I'm not asking you to make a gun. I'm asking for you to smell frick smoke.
All right, let's go ahead and check. I rolled a nat 20.
Nat 20?
It's tough.
How are you doing that? Set visor to portal juice.
Okay.
Bison goes, beep, boop, portal juice accepted.
I was hoping this would happen because, okay. On a nat 20, right?
Yeah.
What you're going to see is you're going to get a little pop-up, like an error message in your visor, right? And it's going to say, out of service range.
Fantastic.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So... and it's going to have a little troubleshooting, like search for help.
Clippy comes up in the corner.
Yeah, basically. So it's going to then just spray all of this information on you. And a little robotic voice, very similar to the one from the previous facility. It is going to say, authority for extra planar transport not given.
Hey, wait a second.
Oh boy.
I'm sorry. I don't think that they should have any sort of knowledge whatsoever about no extra planes of existence. Fucking shit ass humans ain't no garbage about that.
I mean,
apparently they did.
Or some of them did.
But what you can see here is it's just going to keep repeating this, right? And there doesn't seem to be anything further. This doesn't look like a fully fleshed out concept, right? It's like you hit one of those weird error messages that isn't ever supposed to come up.
Haha, our gerbils were hard at work fixing this problem.
Right. But what you're going to get is the most baseline information from this thing that you're going to get is very clearly there is some sort of rift here. There is something that is dragging Jiron and you guys out of quote-unquote reality, right? It's not telling you where, it's not telling you how.
And it's leaking mana in here, right?
Correct.
So this is
currently through Jiron. So all that's going on is basically you're getting a lot of information that what you're seeing in front of you is some sort of fourth dimensional transit. So yes, there is some form of rift here, and yes, it is leading somewhere, but your suit and the programming that you've got and all of that knowledge repository has no idea where the hell it's going. However, if you fill in the cracks with your knowledge, yeah, it seems pretty clear to you that Jiron is currently being sucked between two planes of existence.
Is one, but we don't know if that plane is the plane, well, it has to be the plane that we came from, or that I came from.
Probably. And it's giving you some basic, like, theoretical concepts for how to reverse this, right? Like,
basic and theoretical are all I need to get started.
Yeah. So basically what it's telling you that you need to do is anchor Jiron to his point in time.
To his point in time?
Yes.
Okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to have Specky start absorbing all this extra mana to isolate the effects from Jerry.
Okay.
Because I want to make the, basically like a clean room for Patton work in.
Clean up some of the excess debris, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's not going to be enough to isolate him, but it should be enough to like make it easier for Patton to do it.
So Specky's going to break off a bunch of tendrils and you're going to see him puff up again.
He's going to
start
vacuuming
up some mana.
Every once in a while, just, and there's big jet of flame as it jettisons the excess stuff.
Yes, sure.
Or a burp noise.
Yes. Probably more of a back cavity opens up, like literally along the spine, and just a geyser of flame shoots straight up. Probably just going to grow like flame fur.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Right?
Just on
as he is venting mana. Yes.
So Jerry's imps and his production crew, they aren't around us anymore, right? They're all gone?
No. And in fact, he has no shadow.
Okay.
That's not good. He needs that, I think.
We've seen that before.
Yeah, didn't that, like, almost kill him or something?
Yes.
I think it's going to almost kill him again here.
What you can hear right now is it feels like you're underwater and they're talking to you from above the surface, right? You can half see your surroundings and you can half see a group of cloaked figures and shadowy tendrilled nightmares getting ever closer to you.
Not good.
And they're both superimposed over each other, right?
Not good.
Not very cool.
Yes. So, Patton.
All right. So, what I'm thinking to try and get Jerry. So we want Jerry to stay on this side of the doorway here. We want him to stay here with us and not go off into this crazy nightmare world. So,
yeah, that would probably be. I mean, unless we're all just, you know, I mean, nah, we're going to save Jerry.
Mm-hmm. So, all right. So you said that you made so with Specky there, we kind of cleared out the area here of because what I'm thinking.
Well, I mean, there's constantly mana leaking. It's not like Specky's cleared it out. It's just keeping it under control, making it easier for you to do whatever you're going to do to anchor him.
Yeah. So, everybody except for Jiron, roll me a perception check.
Oh, good. Not good. 15.
15? Yeah. John?
14.
14? Patton?
18.
18? Okay. On an 18, you're going to see from behind a tree, right? You're going to see that that same girl that you saw looking at you through the window of the Tenali facility just peek her head out, look at you, and then just have a look of abject terror on her face as she runs off back deeper into the woods.
Ah, there's no way I can catch up to her and also say, keep Jerry here. Oh, this sucks.
No, I can't. There's no way.
Well, guess we're sacrificing Jerry. See you later.
So yeah, you get distracted for a second, right?
Mm-hmm. Is there any way for me to like try and tag her with a specky ball or something?
You don't see this happening.
Oh, I didn't?
No. I said on the 18.
Oh, on the 18. Okay.
Yeah, so. Yeah, Patton, you see that you get distracted a little bit, probably get like drawn back to Jiron, right? If you try and like look back and forth or anything like that, you know, if you lose your attention for even a second, you completely lose it. You just get a faint glimpse. You're going to see yet more of these yet more information start to come up. What you're going to see is a little message that's going to come up and is going to be labeled Quetzalcoatl Initiative Order Tenali Leak Protocol.
Oh, fuck off. Fuck off with that, though.
So, the gist of what it is going to say is if the subject in the blanks Tenali parentheses soul does not attach to the blank, then it has some steps that you can take to try and re-anchor them to their body, right?
All right.
So, it's going to list off a bunch of things that you cannot possibly do. It's going to list a bunch of technology that you don't have, and they're all going to be referred to by proper name, right? Like, using the X device to re-anchor, using Y theorem and all of that, and none of that is here, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, that means that you can do something mechanically. You're just going to need to jury-rig something and come up with your own idea of how
I'm
that
sorry,
works.
Hold on one second. You're going to have to...
Don't
jury-rig something?
Damn it.
What does Patton think would work in this situation?
Well, what we want to do is so we split between the two different planes.
Correct.
So what we want to do is we want to have as much of him on this side to keep him here. And so we want to have his mana signature and his body contained on here.
Correct.
So there's a pretty decent mana supply here right now, right? We still have that heavy mana.
Yes, and well, you've got Specky as a battery.
But that mana is from the other plane.
Correct.
Ah, that's true, but I think this is the best idea I got here to keep him here. We don't have much time.
I mean, Specky's been converting a bunch of it, basically, venting it all
out. I'm essentially like a conduit right now with Specky, so like, I'm going to have a lot of mana as soon as that rift closes. I'll be okay.
I don't know about that.
My connection with the viewers will come back. Assuming.
Assuming.
Assuming you don't just die immediately. But so
I mean, if I die immediately, then that's that.
Whoops-a-daisy.
Got a point.
The session is creating the next character.
So yeah, so what Patton's going to do is he's going to actually... he's going to keep his helmet on, but he's actually going to take off the rest of his suit and put it on Jerry to keep his mana contained in there as much as he can. So I'm going to see if I can put the suit on Jerry to keep, because that's what my suit does. And it keeps my mana circulating in there, keeping it on me so that I can go out into less mana. Because Patton needs a lot of mana.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go ahead and take it off and then put it on Jerry there.
If you're going to try and shove your suit onto Jerry?
Yeah.
If he's going to do that, then I'm going to have Specky start venting some of this excess mana onto Patton.
Yeah.
So he doesn't collapse.
Does the suit sink slightly through Jerry?
Well, actually...
Yeah, kind of.
The suit's a little too small, but luckily he's malleable right now.
Yeah. So, what's going to happen here is, the second you take off the suit and... you know, you're in your full bird form here, you're going to feel instantly very weak, right? Patton is taking off his suit and, you know, you're handing him the rebreather and holding your breath, basically.
Yeah.
So you're going to need to work quick here. So even with your suit off, though, you're going to see these messages popping up in front of you. And what you're going to see is the analysis that's being done is that his Giron's physical soul, which is referred to as, I have no idea how to pronounce it, Teolia, T-E-Y-O-L-I-A, is stable, but his soul is not, right?
Right, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
These are separate concepts. So.
So we need to save Jerry's soul.
Basically.
Well, I got that one covered.
So, right now, your suit is set up to keep mana in, right?
Yeah.
But from the looks of things, if you're going to want to grab the mana back, right, his soul that is leaving his body, you're going to have to set it to absorb somehow. And you're going to have to work fast on that.
Do you just turn it inside out?
I'll reverse the polarity field with the neutrons.
No, you just turn the suit inside out.
So we gotta flip it.
Flip it turnways.
Yeah, flip it turnways.
Okay, so give me an Arcana check for that.
I rolled a 16.
16 in total?
Yes, 16 in total.
Okay. So on a 16, you're going to shove Giron into this suit, right? You're going to shove him into the suit, try and set this thing to reverse, right?
Mm-hmm. It's not exactly designed to be able to do that, so it's pretty rough.
Right. So you're going to then see a ton of mana flow into Giron. His form is going to re-solidify, right? And it looks like it worked.
Oh, whew. Everything's great. We did it, guys. We saved the Jerry.
So you're going to need to throw your suit back on pretty quick so that you don't die.
Yep.
Okay, so you throw the suit back on. Giron is standing right there.
Well, Jerry, that was easier than I expected.
So, Giron, your superimposed vision, right, is going to completely solidify, and you're surrounded by mind flayers.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I had a feeling this is where this was going.
Say hi to the mind flayers for me, Jerry.
So, there's the faintest, like, brief tunnel, tiny little tunnel that leads back that you can feel, but it's weak. So you're surrounded here. These things are closing in on you, and you're in this dark, spooky forest. You see Zep directly above you, right? Mm-hmm. As he is going to fly down and re-collide with you, and that horrible existential pain is going to go away. But your suit is still not glowing, and you're standing here in these dark woods, surrounded by mind flayers, who are now sort of looking at you quizzically, right? They seem confused. If you look down at yourself, you're going to see that you don't have any legs, necessarily. You're kind of floating.
Oh!
Your legs are kind of ethereal.
I don't know how Jerry would react to that. We've gone beyond the pale here.
How would you react to seeing that you're floating with no legs?
I mean, am I in pain from this? Because I've seen a lot worse in the past 2 days.
You don't feel pretty much anything.
At this point, I'm kind of used to this shit happening. So, I look down, shrug. This is just another thing. So I'm going to try and reconnect through that little tiny hole. I'm going to try and thread the needle, right?
Okay. Give me an Arcana check.
All right. That's a 22.
22?
Yep.
Okay. On a 22, right? You guys are going to see... please describe to me exactly how you're doing that. Like, what exactly are you attempting to accomplish? You can vaguely feel that there is some connection back to the previous world, but how are you going to do it? Are you going to do it in any specific way, or are you just going to brute force?
What I'm going to try and do is, if it's my essence itself that's mm-hmm. being dragged into the other realm, mm-hmm. my chain's a magic weapon. Yep. It's not necessarily my essence, so it has to like retain some part of the other world. So I'm going to mm-hmm. look for it. I'm just going to shove it out in a random direction or wherever I last remember seeing Elias in that open field.
Okay.
And try and like either latch onto a tree or just anything.
Okay.
In the real world.
So you're going to reach out, right?
Yep. As far as it'll go.
And what you guys are going to see is back there, you're going to, you know, like be looking at Giron and just see nothing behind his eyes, right? He's just standing there.
That don't and look good.
Then you're going to see, and Specky is going to notice immediately, you know how like animals know to run before an earthquake? Specky darts away.
From Elias too?
Yes.
Hey man, I don't like that.
Specky is booking it.
If Specky's booking it, I'm going to book it right alongside Specky.
Yeah. As you're going to see Giron's like hands start to twitch a little bit, then his eyes, and you're going to see his eyes are just going to become completely black, right? As he just starts like violently shaking now. What is Patton and John doing?
I'm going to take a few steps back.
Okay, Patton?
Well, we are all connected here still, so I'm going to... Once I see Elias Bolton, I'm going to see if I can kind of grab Jerry along, like, by the side and keep running after Elias, taking him with me.
No!
If we're all going, I'm going too.
Jesus Christ. I mean, all Patton saw was Specky, like, bristled up and bolted, and Elias just ran right with him. I'm thinking, I don't know if there's some kind of magic thing that showed up, you know, something magic going on, something like that. I'm like, oh shit, we got to get Jerry and John out of here. Let's go. Let's follow.
So give me a perception check.
Who?
Patton. Pat.
Let's see here. Is that a, okay, that's an 18 plus 11. So that is 29.
Okay. So what you're going to see is, basically a message is going to come up that is going to say, blank Tenali saturation failed. Blank Tenali saturation failed. Vacate premises.
Oh boy. Oh no.
As like a little error in the bottom right, what do you do?
Oh fuck.
I'm fine.
So, let's see, vacate premises. Those are pretty powerful duo of words there. So we're still just in the middle of the woods, right? Are we within?
Yes.
Well, yeah, because everything, we still can't trust anything. We could be, I don't know, I could be 2 feet away from the car. Let's see. Ah, fuck. Yeah, I guess I'll go ahead and I'll set Geron back down on his feet there and take a few mm-hmm. steps back along with John and.
Okay.
We just leave it.
So you guys are going to see.
Not leaving, but Giron, I'm taking a few steps back, keeping an eye on him.
Yeah.
And we've got the Giron twine attaching us, so.
Yeah. He's going to start violently shaking. Then you're going to see his eyes, like, come back to white. You're going to see him look around. And then you're going to hear a voice. You're going to see his head tilt. Voice say, where am I? And then right then, you're going to see a streak of red lightning just slam into the back of his head.
Oh boy.
And both of you guys, roll me an endurance check.
Hell yeah.
Oh no. I got a 4.
I got a 1.
1?
I crit failed right there.
I got a...
Wait, was I rolling that too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got a 4.
I got a 15.
15?
Wait, am I supposed to roll fantastic. For
this too? Absolutely not. You made a good decision.
Yes, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
No, yeah, you did the right thing,
Elias. You explicitly did not say it.
So Elias is
because we
going
had less
to...
than half a second when Specky goes, oh fuck. Elias looks at Specky, Specky's running, we go, uh-uh.
You didn't even say drop him and run, you asshole.
Use your words next time.
Yeah. Pure panic.
This is sheer animal instinct, dude.
Yeah, so what Elias and Specky are going to crash out of the forest, right?
Yeah.
Run over to the car, Alonso is going to be hanging out of the window, is going to say, what happened out there? Where are the rest of... Boom.
I'm grabbing the radio.
Yeah.
I'm calling Red.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to yell, we've got a leak.
Fantastic. So right as you're saying, we've got a leak, you're going to be knocked flat on your back, right?
Yeah.
Your ears are ringing. As you wake up and you just see, have you ever seen what's the name of the incident? The Russian explosion where all the trees are completely leveled?
Hold on.
The Tunguska event.
Yeah, the Tunguska event.
The Tunguska event, yes.
So, as Elias wakes up, right? You see all of the trees are completely leveled, right?
Oh, good.
Where there once was a forest, there is now a completely leveled out field, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that at all. I was over there.
You guys potentially don't like anything at all anymore because you're all dead.
So, as that happens, Jiron.
Yep.
You feel awful. Like, imagine, have you ever had that thing happen where you, like, you like, put on a glove that already has something in it, and your hand doesn't quite fit? That's what your body is, currently.
Welcome to the club, pal.
Like, all of your hands feel like gloves that already have something
all
in it.
All of your hands?
Yes!
That's uncomfortable.
Like, everything is on a delay. You move your arm, and you feel your arm move, and then you see your arm move later. And it feels physically difficult to do this. The distinct feeling of, you're not alone in your skin anymore.
Oh, God. Oh, no. I'm gonna look at my jacket real quick, see what's up with that.
Oh, it's on.
It's on?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna look at myself... See if, like, my body is, like, okay.
Kind of.
Like, the scratch, that's there.
Yeah, you're beaten up. So, at this point, Jiron is going to fall over. Right? And you can't get back up. So, Patton. You wake up. All of your instruments are going completely nuts. You've definitely got a broken wing.
That's great.
Like, that's completely... Yeah, that happened. And what you can see now, if you look over at Jiron, right?
Mm-hmm.
You remember how before you saw those, those tendrils of mana leading down to each person?
Yeah.
And Jiron had a bunch of them all connecting to him?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, he has a bunch of them connecting to him that are all fairly similar. And one that is not.
Ooh.
And it's thick. It's strong.
Oh, no. This is bad.
Yeah. So that's what you're going to see before, you know, your instruments are going to kind of shut down from damage.
Like when you turn a TV off, just do.
Yeah. And then John. Right? You wake up with
dead?
Your back. No. You wake up with your back to a tree, right?
A tree with a John-shaped dent in it.
Yeah. Everything hurts. Just your everything is pain. And when you look around and look over at Jiron, you're going to get the distinct feeling that that isn't Jiron.
Oh, Lord, forgive me, for I have sinned.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, you all are going to kind of fade in and out of consciousness as you're going to see little images of various people dragging you, right? And you guys are going to wake up in the back of your road train, surrounded by your teammates and staff. And you're all in individual little makeshift beds here as you all start to wake up.
Where am I?
You're in one of these beds.
Wait, I got dragged off by somebody?
Yeah.
I thought I made it far enough away to the car.
No, yeah, you made it. Yeah, you're going to wake up first, but you were still standing outside when this happened.
All right. So where do I have any idea where these beds are? How close we are to where all this went down?
Yeah, you're inside your truck.
Oh, just inside the truck. Okay. And
yeah, you're inside the road train.
Weren't blown away or anything?
No.
Okay. First things first, I'm gonna get up and check for Specky, if Specky's around here somewhere.
Specky is currently curled up on your chest.
Okay. I'm a sleeping. Okay, I'm going to pat Specky awake and try and find the radio again.
Okay. So you're currently surrounded by everybody who is going to... So first up, Alonso is going to walk over to you,
mm-hmm.
kneel down, and then just roughly slap your forehead, put her hand on it.
Mm-hmm.
Look very serious for a second. Mm-hmm. 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 Mm-hmm.
Am I noticing any sort of magic bullshit going on while she's doing this?
Yeah. So it looks like she's trying to do something, but it's just not working in the slightest. Right. I'm glad you're okay, but we all have a lot of questions.
At this point, I'm not sure I have a lot of answers. Where's the radio, by the way? I have a sort of pressing call to make.
Right. So one of your interns is going to, one of your grad students is going to hand you the radio there.
All right. I'm going to call up Red again.
Okay.
So the first time, did you get the radio earlier and call it when the thing hit?
Yes.
So it was just hello, and it's just a loud explosion, and then it hangs up.
There's been a leak and then a loud explosion.
Yep.
I'm going to call up Red again and ask him if he got that message and how soon he can get here.
Him himself?
I think he probably will be interested in being here himself.
This is kind of Denver level shit.
So you're going to get Red on the phone there. It's going to... Elias?
Elias? Yes.
Are you okay?
For the time being, it would appear so.
What happened?
Well, we ran into a group of displacer beasts, which I'm sure you're aware are not exactly native to this plane. I thought they were so slightly odd, but seeing as I'm not very familiar with the overall ecology of the world, I thought maybe they're new hybrid species, something unimportant like that. Turns out, however, they're not. We ran into some sort of mind flayer, I believe.
Stop right there. Emily, be good for a minute. I'll be right back. And then you hear the sounds of running, sort of a roaring sound, and the sound of wind, as it is very clear that he has taken flight.
Yeah, that's kind of what I figured was going to happen.
Keep talking.
Displacer beast. Flayers got to that. Yes. Long story short, I think there's a rift here. In fact, I'm 99% certain there's a rift here, or there was until very briefly, maybe an hour or two ago.
Right. I'll be there shortly.
Yes.
How is everybody else?
I haven't exactly checked, but I believe we're all present and accounted for.
That's good. Right. Try to stay alive for a bit while I get there.
Yes, that was the plan.
See you soon.
Right. You wouldn't have to have any protocol for this sort of thing? Any rituals? Or...
Don't worry, I've got it handled.
Yes, well, all right then. Okay. Click.
Click, yeah. So, you three, first up, Patton, you're gonna wake up. Your instruments are going to all start screaming at you. You know, fracture detected, laceration detected.
Morphine administered. And,
yeah, all of that's going to start happening there. Your auto-patching systems are going to go into overdrive.
Danger. User death imminent.
Basically. So that's going to be happening to you as people are going to kind of step back and let the weird bird person fix himself. John?
That's me.
Yeah, you're going to wake up there with just a bunch, just a lot of kobolds all around you. Just a bunch of little bastards. They all seem very concerned.
How bad am I?
How bad are you? Pretty bad. It hurts.
I mean, I rolled a one, so I kind of expect to be pretty fucked up.
Yeah, everything hurts. So, to put it in mechanical terms, you're at 1 HP, right?
Holy cow.
Like, you're hanging on by a thread. So, in fact, give me another endurance check.
Sure.
One. John dies.
27.
27? Okay. So, you manage to fight off the unconsciousness, right? And kind of force yourself awake.
Manage to choke out. Hey, you little scamps. Someone go grab me a shot of whiskey.
So... Like, five of them are all going to clamber out of the back of the truck immediately and come back, kind of all holding onto and all fighting over a thing of whiskey to hand to you.
It gets the John. It's only got a little bit of whiskey left in it because it all spilled.
Yeah, kind of.
I drink the one shot of whiskey remaining.
Oh, it hurts. Oh, that hurts like a bitch. Yeah, you've got some internal injuries, too.
I think I'm gonna...
The pain lets you know that you're not currently dying.
I think I'm just gonna pass out right here.
Okay. That seems good. So, Jiron is not waking up currently.
Why does it always come down to this? Why is this, like, the third fucking time we've all been knocked out? Because it's something Jerry decided to do?
I mean...
You touched that electrical pole. you fed your imp dude like booze. This isn't going well for us, Jerry.
Hey, it's not going well for me either.
Well, this is kind of the risk of Jerry's character. His soul and everything is kind of split up amongst a bunch of bullshit. Like, the very essence of his being is kind of tied to a bunch of other randos.
Yeah, that's true.
So as far as people who this can happen to, Jiron is like the number one.
Pat's number two.
You guys are all going to hear a very loud impact. As from the opened back of the door, you can see a very large dragon kind of destroy half of the road behind you as he lands. Then start running towards you guys as he gets smaller and smaller, eventually turning into... A middle-aged sort of old man with gray hair and a nice suit who is now running after you guys.
We're running towards
as he is going to jump into the back of the truck, look over at everybody, kind of straighten himself up again, slowly and carefully tell me exactly what happened.
Right. So, from the top, one... displacer beasts. Didn't think anything of them at the time, considered that they were possibly some sort of invasive species hybrid left over from the portal, not too concerned with their ecology at the moment. We were handling them well within our purview. However, turns out these displacer beasts were probably being controlled by or summoned by, not entirely sure, by some sort of mind flayer. We dealt with the mind flayer. We were going to give you, or I thought of giving you a call, seeing as mind flayers are not native to this plane, as far as
I'm aware. No, they aren't.
Yes, that was my thinking. However, upon making contact with this mind flayer, I thought maybe there was some sort of portal interference, experienced lingering effects of my trip through the portal before. However, upon investigating these phenomena, Jerry was ripped or pulled between the two planes, and our attempts to stabilize him seem to have misfired, resulting in some sort of explosion and possibly whatever rift existed being widened or shut. We're not entirely sure.
Shut.
Oh, it's shut. That's good, then. Right. You might want to look into the source of that rift, however, seeing as I don't think it's in anyone's...
I have two ideas and neither of them are good.
Yes, I have none ideas, and I think that any possible portals opening in this plane unexpectedly are not exactly good for anyone.
Look, there's no real reason for me to be obtuse here. There are two possibilities from my perspective. Either the only people that I have seen who are powerful enough to do this sort of thing are me, the man you're hunting, and a god.
You think that Michael is capable of opening a portal? It seems to go against his stated character. I think opening a portal would be sort of like somewhat of denial of his beliefs or something. You might ask John about it, but I don't think he would open a portal, certainly not to mind flayers.
Portals are tricky. You don't... If you make one without knowing where you're going, it's not good.
Seems like interference from the natural plane or some of the deities from there seems to be the more likely explanation.
That's the eventuality I don't want to have happened.
Well,
if they're starting to come back here, that means we're on a bit more of a time crunch, don't you think?
I wasn't aware we were on a time crunch, but now that you mention it, that does seem to be a bit of a problem. I'm not exactly sure. Okay, you're going to have to cut. I don't know the name of the elf god.
Coralon.
Coralon? I thought it was Coralon. Yeah. I know Coralon wasn't exactly happy with many of us coming here, so yeah, probably be in our best interest to keep her away.
Him. You fucked it up.
No, whatever. Coralon sounds like a girl's name.
Okay. The thing that you would know, though, is that even this, like, just one deity doing this would also be, you know, that you wouldn't imagine that that's the case. It was kind of all of the gods were against this whole thing.
Well, yeah, but Elias is immediately going to jump to the idea of Coralon pulling elves back. Because
right.
Elias doesn't, what other gods, not exactly going to jump to the forefront of my mind, but if Coralon's going to pull elves back and stop me from doing my research, I don't want that. So that's right. Why.
Okay, so cut back in with new information.
Right. Yes, well, I suppose if Coralon was attempting to pull elves back through some sort of secondary portal, that would be extremely detrimental for my studies, and I'd like to avoid that eventuality. Not to mention all the other gods and what have you.
Basically, what you're seeing here is things like these mind flayers utilize that sort of rift, the first feelers, the first tendrils, the first images of realities intertwining as their hunting grounds. This isn't a full portal just yet, but that means whoever is doing this is trying.
I find it rather more concerning that it's centered around us.
We're not entirely sure that that's even the case.
Bit of a coincidence, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say.
Okay, I want to roll insight here, because I think he knows something about this being centered on us and is holding back.
Sure.
18. No, no, not 18. Yeah, 18, sorry.
18 total?
Yeah, yeah.
So, on an 18, hang on, let me just roll against that real quick.
Come on, nat 1.
No. Fuck so, you.
Try diplomacy, Bick. Come on.
Come on. So, what he's going to say is, if it's centered around you, that makes it more likely that the man that you're hunting is doing this. If it's centered around me, you have a bit more to worry about, don't you think?
Well, that does make sense.
Doesn't his, and he kind of motions over to John, who is unconscious, didn't his teacher say something about some end time prophecy that sort of fits the concept of a portal?
Well, I suppose I'm not too familiar with his literature, but I suppose beasts or what they would term monsters coming through some sort of rift does seem rather apocalyptic to someone not accustomed to such things.
Right. So, either way, I'm taking this a lot more seriously than I was before.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't have called you had I not considered this a very serious occasion.
Right. So, once again, and this time, entirely earnestly, please, please figure this out.
Yes, well, we are working on that as we speak. This was a bit of a unexpected eventuality. We're on our way, as you can tell. Got here
because as
quickly.
Much as I hate to admit it, before this was something that you were doing because I couldn't be bothered to, right?
Well, yes.
Now it's something that you're doing because I can't.
I'm sorry?
This is outside of my realm of ability at this point.
Right, so, that's interesting.
Sorry. Fuck. My bad.
That's totally in character, though.
Yeah.
Sorry, fuck. Cough. If this is something you don't think you're capable of doing, well, I guess we're going to need a little more assistance, moving forward.
We're going to need a bigger dragon.
Look, I can't quite elaborate further, but were I to attempt to do what you're currently doing, it wouldn't end up well for anyone involved.
Well, I can think of a few reasons why that might be the case. I won't ask you to elaborate further.
Thank you.
We'll ramp up our timeline for dealing with Michael, I suppose.
Do so.
Right. Understood.
Right then. I'll pull out all the stops. I'll send you everything I can.
Yes. Speaking of, we recently came into, I'm not sure if you would call it possession nowadays, but care, guardianship of a rather ragtag group of kobolds. I try not to have anything to do with them, seeing as my work is...
Yeah, sure.
I'm in character, fucko. I'm in character, stop interrupting me. Okay? Fuck you.
By the way, all of the kobolds are in rapt attention.
Yeah.
They saw a dragon land, and this is the best day ever.
It's like fucking kobold Kwanzaa.
It's a Christmas miracle.
We're recording this on Christmas Eve.
This is true. A very kobold Christmas. That's the title of this episode. It's
snow outside.
The snow is actually just fucking ashes. Brimstone and ash. Yeah.
It's just ashes yeah. from the burnt forest.
Build an ashman.
Okay.
Little ash kobolds.
Right. So.
Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. What were back you saying? Character before I was interrupted.
Yeah.
Yes. I try not to do I try not to have anything to do with them, seeing as my work is rather delicate. However, seeing as you keep a rather large entourage of kobolds, if you have any sort of manuals, gear, equipment, things for allowing them to do their work more efficiently, that would be greatly appreciated, since this is rather an unexpected acquisition of ours.
Absolutely.
We don't consider ourselves a, you know, Acquisitions Incorporated sort of outfit here.
Red is just going to look at you and say, yeah, I have exactly that. I'll get it to you.
Thank you. We really appreciate it.
So, please try not to die.
Working on it, yes.
Right. And he looks, like, genuinely shaken at that. So, Fred is going to turn back, and the last thing he's going to say before he kind of hops out of the truck and flies away is, your friend there, Giron, he's not there.
Well, that's ominous.
And then he's going to fly away.
That's just downright confusing. So,
yeah, so, Giron, you're currently unconscious, right?
Correct.
What you're going to see is, so you're going to kind of be floating above your body here, right? And you're going to look forward, and you're going to see just an endless blur of yourself moving forward and moving backwards. All at once, you can see the moment where you re-entered your body, the moment when you were, you know, first going under at Tenali, and things off into the distance that are blurry and unfocused.
And this is the future.
Mm-hmm. And then you're acutely aware of your position in time. And then right as it's starting to somewhat make sense, you guys are going to see Giron just jerk awake, right?
Ah! Where am I? No. What time is it? What day is it? Anyone know?
It's getting to be mid evening.
I don't actually know what time it is.
So like 6:30.
What time is it?
Yeah. It's time for Giron to get a watch.
So guys, I don't think I'm like actually here right now. I feel like sort of weightless. It's weird.
So you're going to kind of look down at yourself, and yeah, you've kind of got you're kind of depersonalized here for a bit until you kind of get forcibly sucked back in, it feels like. And now your skin feels like your skin again.
Okay. Yeah, there we go. I'm here now. What's up, guys? How we doing? I'm not doing too good.
How are we doing? As he looks to his left, and there's an unconscious John. He looks to the right, and there's a barely conscious Patton.
So, Giron, what you're going to see as you're kind of coming back into yourself here is before you were just kind of like you were just kind of drawing power from people now, right? At this point, feels more like you're starting to actually understand what a pact means, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Soul binding, the concept there. And so you guys are going to see that the sort of red, the red veins all over his jacket, right, that were pulsing around are going to flicker out, right? And then you're going to see gross. Just like cracks form start to form under his skin a little bit that just erupt in flame as that then subsides focuses, swirls into his chest, and his coat is going to light on fire temporarily and burn new tendrils in. So you now have this swirling design of these red, like blood red patterns, and then superimposed over top of them.
Oh, cool.
You have these burning fiery tendrils as well. And your armor has now upgraded to Armor of Dark Majesty plus 2. Basically, what this is you figured out how to borrow soul, like that soul pact energy, from the future.
Oh, that's sick! Oh, that's fucking cool! Just remember, cool.
You have to pay back your debts.
With interest, plus tip.
Wink!
Wink! Yeah, basically what you can feel is the available pool of mana that you can take from has expanded.
By a lot.
By a lot, but it's not easy to control, right? It seems very easy to accidentally use too much or too little, so you're going to have to be very careful.
Okay. Just got to be sure to, like, have a good, like, scouting out feel.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I take it I'm not feeling nearly as bad anymore.
Oh, no. No, not at all. All
right, I'm just going to stand up. And I have, like, a rough idea of what just happened as far as, like, the time. So I'm going to kind of relay that to Elias. And
So, Michael, you've read Flatworld.
Uh-huh.
Giron is going to start babbling nonsense.
Uh-huh.
Elias might be able to understand some of it, but he's basically going to be trying to understand concepts that he's going to be trying to explain concepts that don't work. Right? Like, no, you see, I was there and then I wasn't there and I was always there, but I was also never there. And then you don't have a word to describe where you went in time.
Yeah, because he went... upwards, but not inwards.
He flipped soulwards.
Yeah, exactly. Trying to describe what you... And Giron, trying to describe what you've seen doesn't work. You literally don't have the words to describe what happened.
Okay.
And now that you're trying to think about it, like, now, with your current body, you can't. Like, it's making less and less sense, and you're starting to forget everything. You've got a vague idea of what you saw, but not a concrete idea. All of that stuff about, like, seeing all points in time, you can't recall that.
Oh.
You can recall that you saw outside of time, but you can't recall what you saw.
Okay.
Oh, I see. Okay.
No, you don't see, literally.
Yeah.
So, Elias, sorry about hopping out there, but just kind of... thought I could mess around with the illusions. I did not have any idea that would happen. What was the...
That seems to be a fairly common occurrence with you, Jerry. Maybe you should take some time and do a little more studying into how exactly this pact thing of yours works before jumping right into the laboratory and mixing ammonia and bleach together.
Zep, what happens when you do that?
Bad stuff. Real bad stuff.
Okay, we won't do that. Alright. Okay, so, I think I know what you're saying here, but can you explain to me just what exactly happened at the end there? Like, I grabbed your hand and then I saw three of those things. Those...
big mana flash, boom boom explosion, Jerry.
Elias is a fucking asshole.
A dude just stared me straight in the face and said he doesn't know what happens when you mix ammonia and bleach together. He might be a little slow. And this is what, like the third time this has happened?
Okay.
You almost killed my cat.
Hey now, I didn't almost kill your cat. Though the dude with the tentacle face did. And by the way, I saw more than one of him. I saw like five of them in their world. which I have no idea what that was. Can you explain that to me?
No, Jerry, I can't. Jerry, I can't actually, because number one, mind flayers. Number two, displacer beasts. Number three, we don't know where that rift came from, when it came from, or how it got here. So, no, I can't actually explain any of that to you. Maybe just don't do that again.
All right. We're going to film from afar next time.
Yeah, so, John, roll me religion.
17.
17?
Yes.
Whew. Just good enough.
I have a +6 to religion.
Okay. Yeah, it's weird. It's because, for some reason, religion is tied to int.
Wow, that was the most fedora tip thing I've ever heard you say.
No, it's the, it doesn't make any sense mechanically.
No, like, I know, but just...
Because just the, yeah, there okay. are, like, no classes that are int primary that are holy. Like, none of them.
I'm just saying, like, context-free from D&D, yeah. saying it doesn't make any sense that religion is
no,
tied to
No, it's just like
it.
How fucking intimidate is tied to charisma for some goddamn reason.
Like,
yeah, you don't
I
actually have to be
that.
Charismatic.
It's like the skinny, tiny bard is, or like the wizard, is more intimidating than a giant
okay,
berserker.
Okay, wizards are scary.
Yeah, I think of it as like, the little dude is like some Charles Manson looking motherfucker.
If you dump charisma, like as a barbarian, you can't be intimidating somehow. It's like, oh,
yeah,
grog, grog, make smash and whatever.
You have to just punch them. You can't scare them.
Yeah, you can't scare them. You can't be intimidating with a giant blood-stained axe or anything like that. That doesn't work. Stupid. So, taking that into account, on a 17, right? As you're, you know, as you're sort of unconscious and kind of playing back, like the events are kind of playing back for you, right? As you're starting to wake up and become more lucid again.
Mm-hmm. That's good. I'm glad I'm not dying.
Yeah, what you're going to realize is when you were in that other plane, you felt great and you felt strong, but it wasn't the same sort of strength. Something else was feeding that into you, and it wasn't what you're used to. It was not the same entity. And it was stronger than what you're tied to.
Must have been closer to God.
Oh, ho, ho. That's the rationalization.
Yep.
So, John has decided I'm not going to think about it. John is going to rationalize it, but keep it in the back of your head, probably.
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably aware there are other gods in the plane where we came from. So, like,
Is John aware? About it. Did we establish that John believed that other gods existed?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my god's the best god.
Yeah, that's kind of the whole conflict, right?
I mean, there's various ways to rationalize it.
Yeah, but so what we've established is that John is now kind of trying to rationalize it.
Gotcha.
As you guys, you know, recover,
mm-hmm.
and Patton's arm is still going to be pretty jacked up. Like, you can get that thing splinted, but, you know, completely instantaneously fixing it, like, even with some magic healing and all that from John there, it's still gonna hurt.
Is he gonna right? have to spend healing surges, or what?
Yeah, so, basically, for all of this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Until your next milestone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Until your next encounter milestone, you guys all have halved healing surges.
Excuse me.
Oh, shit.
But I want to point out that Elias didn't...
Okay, Elias can keep his tiny garbage baby healing surges.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
How many do you have?
8.
Oh, that's actually not bad. Patton's going to have to be stealing them from you for a bit. Basically, after this, you guys are jacked up.
I'm not. I'm fine.
Also, it's half rounded down.
I have 5.
basically, as a battered and bruised party is now going to soldier on, attempting to pick up the pace, right?
Last I told you this had happened, we should have never come into this forest.
Well, there isn't much of a forest left now, is there, John?
Uh-huh.
Should have just stayed on the main road. Should have listened to
so
John.
So that's going to cost you guys a lot in the way of time, and therefore resources, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll get into exactly what that means for you guys going forward. But what was your next final destination? It was you guys were going towards Oklahoma City, right?
Yes. Well, no, we took the detour down through the woods.
Yeah. But you were still on your way towards that, right?
Let me look at the map. Hold on. Wichita National Forest. We were past Nimrod on 60, and then we were going to go down. We're on 28, I believe. Yeah, we were on 28, and we were going to take 28 all the way down and go, and then connect back up to.
As you guys start to head on out through the woods, yeah, the whole getting supplies thing, that didn't happen.
Well, it's a good thing I had been having everybody get ready for an expedition. That's no longer going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We could cannibalize some of that stuff.
That's basically what's going to happen is, even though, like, the skills challenge was a success, right? However, the sort of massive explosion at the end, you can probably stage a small expedition once you guys are feeling a bit better. Through the forest sort of at the end, but that's going to take a bit, and it's definitely not going to be as good.
Where were we going? Where are we now on 28? Are we past Little Texas or past Parks or whatever?
Little Texas.
As you guys are starting to head down through there here, let me just pull this up. This is a fairly narrow road through these woods, so it's going to be pretty rough going. You'll be able to mount that expedition a bit later, like maybe right before you get out of there, right?
All
right,
yeah.
Like as you're going through 28, where were you guys planning on jumping back up?
Well, you can jump. There's the junction at 71. If you take 71 up, it turns back into 28, goes through Walden, and then you can ride that all the way back up to Fort Smith.
Right. So is that what you were going to do?
I mean, that's what I would do on the map.
Okay.
Let me go up to Fort Smith.
Right. So as you guys are heading out through there, so as you guys are sort of getting out towards the end of these woods, Elias, why don't you give me a nature check there for your smaller sized expedition?
Well, yeah, now we're just going to be focusing on getting magical plants and only minor side focus on interesting stuff. So
I'm very against this, by the way.
Well, this is procuring necessary supplies.
Don't go out in our forest.
Yeah, this is just a necessary supply run at this point.
Tim knows that. John's very against it.
That is a... hold on. I have a... That's a 32.
Okay. So...
A 19.
How against it is John?
Not enough to stop him.
I mean, okay. I'm giving John reassurances that this isn't an exploratory expedition anymore. Not that it ever was. Cough, cough. This is now just a reconnaissance and resource gathering jaunt.
I mean, just be careful out there. I'm gonna walk back to my bed, grumbling about how I never wanted to come to these woods in the first place.
Okay, so what did you roll there?
32.
32? Ooh,
yeah.
Okay. On a 32, you're going to... hang on, let me just pull up the table here. I believe that's a high success or whatever. So
Elias, the competent one.
I wouldn't know about that. The whole decision to come down here was your idea.
Mm-hmm. It was perfectly reasonable until Jerry decided to take his shirt off.
It was very unreasonable.
Blind the universe with his whatever the fuck he's doing.
If you were so competent, why do you only have a few more healing surges left?
Good. So, on that expedition, right?
Yes.
What you're going to find is a small concentration of very highly magical mana producing plants, right?
Nice.
That are clearly not native to this area, but probably like their seeds blew over through the rift. Yeah, right? Yeah. So you're going to find some small pockets of that of the old elven forest sort of starting to encroach here.
Well, that's actually really interesting.
So you can simultaneously both sort of check the area to make sure that it's not unchecked growth that's going to lead to some horrible disaster, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, via culling the herd, get yourself a nice little pocket of both mana producing plants that are very potent,
mm-hmm.
and a decent amount of residuum, aka ritual components and the like.
Right, and
for the
as
manufacture
we're leaving,
of potions.
As we're leaving, I'm going to take cuttings, and then I'm also going to plant some of my own species and hybrids and things around the area in sort of a configuration that would test various concepts. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to see if you surround one mana producing plant with a bunch of non mana producing plants of the same general make, if you can make a hybrid down the road,
so you're gonna just mark the location and check it later if you get the time.
Yeah, essentially.
Okay, so what you're gonna find as you come back is you've got those mana producing plants, which is going to definitely alleviate how much you're going to have to spend on just mana potions and making sure everybody doesn't die from mana deprivation. And 600 gold in residuum.
Nice. That'll offset some of the cost of the stuff that we lost.
Running everything.
Yeah.
So, Ted, I believe you were... Patton, I believe you were keeping track of that, right?
Yes, how much...
You were keeping track of the party's finances?
Yeah, how much was the residuum again?
600.
Okay, 600 residuum, and then the rest was in supplies, right? Or was it in gold?
There was no additional gold. Okay. The only other thing that you guys got was a... you basically got some mana-producing plants for, increasing that production so that you guys aren't as reliant on using up mana potions and the like.
Gotcha.
And when you reach your next major city and everything, I'll figure out how much to deduct from you for costs.
Yeah, we just got to keep a running tally.
Yeah, basically. So, as you guys sort of break out of this forested area and start to make your way up towards Fort Smith and then eventually Oklahoma City, a more battered and bruised party is going to drive off into the sunset.
Does the sun set in the west or is it the east?
God damn it.
I'm not a navigator. Pat is not a navigator. Pat,
that's
Dad,
where we're gonna end
Dad,
the episode.
You're not serious.
No one tell him.
I could not remember. But you know what I could remember? That this was Revival, a Dungeons & Dragons real play podcast. You know what else I remember? My name's Tad. I play Dr. Pat Normstrom, expert navigator. And you can find me, you can find the show on YouTube, iTunes, and Google Play, alongside Let Me Tell You About, my main podcast. You can find us on Twitter at Let Me Tell You PD, and you can message us via email at Let Me Tell You About @gmail.com. That's Let Me Tell You About with 3 T's in it.
And I'm Matt. You can find me on Twitter at LMTYA Matt if I don't die from whatever this is that I have. And you can also check out the podcast I do with our friend Cody, Up, Up, and Away, weekly episodes.
You can find me and Michael on the Let Me Tell You About Discord and also streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/bro_operatives play co-op video games. Currently streaming from the land of the setting sun, Japan, in the west.
Yeah.
You know, because that's where we are.
Yeah.
That's definitely how the sun works.
The Wild West. Yeah. Japan. Rawhide Kobayashi.
You can find me. I'm Michael. I play Elias, the competent one. find me on the Let Me Tell You About Discord or on the Bro Ops subscriber only Comfy Boy Discord. It's pretty awesome. You should check it out. Or you can find me on Twitter at PulpFan69. It's not comfy. Don't check it out.
Yeah, hi. I'm Tim. I play John, the competent one. And you can find me on the Let Me Tell You About Discord sometimes.
All right, and to close it off, I want to say by the time this comes out, it will probably be February, but Merry Christmas anyway.